Bruce Almighty Podcast.
What the fuck?
So you're at the gym, getting your workout on. You know, you a little out of shape. You trying to get your body right for the summer weather, so you can be out there topless, flexing your little muscles. But you got a dad bod. Luckily, Scoop and Season Clothing is here to save the day. You got a fresh custom fit from the brilliant mind of the one and only Strona D, one of the original Here at First Radio hosts, won an award with me, and I sure do appreciate her. So I'm in the gym, I got my flyest Scoop and Season Clothing, got on the sweatpants, got on the hoodie, and I'm working out. I'm getting my little sweat on. And I see this girl across the gym. She's looking at me. She smiled a little bit, gave me eye contact. So I gave her a little eye contact back. And I look at her, I notice she's definitely into her fitness. She's got the defined arms and shoulders. She's got on the right sports bra. She don't have a waist trainer on. She's got great abs, a great butt, very toned legs, very toned arms. And I walk over to her. I say, hey, my confidence is up. I got my Scooping Season gear on. So I'm finna scoop. Walk up to her, approach her. Hey, what's your name? She tells me her name. And we agree to hang out. Go get some coffee. We go get some coffee. We're walking around downtown on the river walk in San Antonio, Texas. And suddenly she holds my hand. And I realize instantly that I made a mistake. This girl has the hands of a mechanic. She's fine as hell. But she has probably never worn gloves in the gym ever. Like, she's been doing push-ups, dips, pull-ups, slap boxing with bamboo sticks, and anything else you can think of. And I realized this woman will never touch my penis. But none of this would have been possible if I would not have been wearing my Scoop and Season clothing by the one and only Strona D. Go on to scoopandseasonclothing.com and look for the flyest gear there. You can look for some dope clothes. You can look for your custom fits. Get it how you want. You can submit your own pictures. You can have a custom fit to you quickly. And she'll make your summer right. She even has sneakers. Scoopandseasonclothing.com. Go over there right now. Tell them Here at First Podcast sent you. Tell them Bruce Almighty sent you. Get your gear, get right, have your dick print out ready for your sweatpants so the ladies will see it. You got to do some inspirational jumping jacks so they pay attention. Get your Scoop and Season clothing right now.
Okay, so when I'm turning on the mic, I realize first that I need a pop filter. Second, I'm realizing that I don't really know what I'm going to talk about today. I got tired of sitting here and procrastinating and putting it off and putting it off and putting it off, when in reality it's never going to happen until I press record. It don't matter. If I want to build this platform, I have to start with the foundation. So welcome to the very first episode of the Here at First podcast. And originally the concept was going to be me and, you know, another co-host. We're going to launch a podcast, and it was going to be really entertaining. I had this whole idea mapped out. I said, man, I need somebody to feed off of. I need somebody to talk to, when in reality, I'm actually talking to you guys. You're the people I want to get the message across to. And this is no slight towards the people that were going to be involved, because it's nothing but love there, and I appreciate all the conversations we had and all the thing. But at the end of the day, Life happens. You know, I can't expect people to constantly maneuver their schedule to fit what I'm trying to do when I haven't showed them nothing. I haven't even showed them that I'm capable of pulling this off yet. I haven't showed them that I can actually build a foundation. So I was vented. There's this Facebook group I'm part of called Podcast University. Go ahead and look for it if you want. It's a really cool podcast resource. It's on Facebook. And you get a lot of people on there putting information about podcasting, whether it be topics, tech, you know, technical stuff. And I vented on there one day. I said, well, I'm having problems depending on other people, so I'm going to have to try to do this myself. And when you think about it, that's my bad. I can't expect people to have the same passion for my vision that I have, because that's my vision, my dream, something I want to make happen. I can't expect somebody else to have that. Not, at least not the same passion I do. How can I expect them to have it when I haven't even showed anybody that I'm willing to press record? So here I am pressing record with no idea what I'm going to talk about, and I'm just going to get it done today. I am sitting here with my microphone, my laptop, my iPad, my phone, my headphones, everything, and I'm like, I'm going to drop a fucking podcast one way or another today. I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Anchor, so I'm hoping this works out and I can get it, you know, put on Spotify, SoundCloud, all of that where you listen to podcasts. And I still have some work to do. But episode one is going to be basically a conversation with me and you guys about our expectation when it comes to people supporting you and showing you love or being part of what you're trying to do, and you got what you want people to take part in your business or your dream or your vision, when in reality it's your responsibility to lay the foundation to make them a believer. It's your foundation. It's your dream. You're responsible for it. You don't need to get on there and say, hey, I was going to do a podcast, but, you know, see, our schedules with the people I was going to do it with just couldn't line up. I couldn't get them to rearrange their work schedule, and I couldn't rearrange my work schedule and all this. And we, you know what? At the end of the day, this is on me. So here I am. I'm podding, as Joe Budden likes to say. And I mentioned Joe Budden because that's a big inspiration to what I've been doing. I've been following his career for a long time, you know, from music to podcasting, and I think their podcast is great. It's probably the best one out, you know, as far as what I enjoy. But here's the thing. This is something I need to build. And I had somebody reach out to me yesterday. His name is Flores the Treasurer. And me and him have great things coming up. Me and him are actually working on a collaboration podcast. We actually have this close to the same vision. We both have a desire to make this happen, and we want to enrich our lives from it. I don't know if I'm going to ever get rich from podcasting or doing media or doing comedy or doing all the other things I do, whether it's video content. I really want to do stand-up comedy, but it's just me wanting to do stand-up comedy until I get on that stage and take that risk. So, folks, this is what I'm trying to get across to you guys, and I'm not a motivational speaker by a long shot. But I have a lot of life experience, and nothing I ever wanted to do ever happened until I actually took steps to make it happen. I've had a lot of failures in life. Like, I spent a large part of my life in prison, thinking I was going to be another good drug dealer. Well, that was dumb, because at the end of the day, I kept getting caught. So I definitely was not a good drug dealer. I don't brag about being a drug dealer or going to prison for selling crack or anything, because I kept getting caught. I kept getting caught. So I finally told myself I need to do something else. So I started doing music and radio and mixtapes and DJing and doing all this stuff. But all that stuff I was doing, I was finding a lot of success in. My radio show had good numbers. I even won a local award for being best radio DJ. When I think there was a lot better DJs out there than me, I think my work ethic is what earned that for me. I worked hard at it. Anyways, enough about that. Let's fast forward to the present. After getting out of prison, I didn't want anything to do with this industry at all. I didn't want to do radio, music, podcasting, comedy. No music production, no nothing. I was blaming this industry for me going back to prison. And to be honest, the only reason I went to prison, it was my fault. I can blame everybody around me, but it was my fault. So this whole episode is going to be about responsibility. Taking responsibility for yourself. If you have a dream, you're responsible for going after it. Nobody else. Nobody owes you shit. Not your family. Not your wife. Not your brothers and sisters. Not your daddy. Nobody. You are responsible for your own happiness. And so this podcast is going to be about that. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be on here talking my shit. But I do know that I'm not going to make the same mistake twice because I stepped away from everything to make somebody else happy. You know, I got married when I got out. I had a beautiful little girl. And I don't regret none of that. It was probably one of the most intense learning experiences of my life because I learned more about myself trying to please somebody else, trying to live in that cookie cutter version of what they saw for me. They wanted me to work a regular job, be a restaurant manager, maybe even a district manager. And that's where they saw me going. Man, you might even be able to own a food truck. Well, at the end of the day, that's not what I really wanted for myself. I was chasing all that to make somebody else happy. And you can't make yourself passionate about somebody else's dream, right? Maybe that was her dream. It's not mine. And that's fine. I learned a lot. And because I spent so much time trying to make somebody else happy, I was making myself miserable. And I made a lot of bad decisions in my marriage. And here I am single again, trying to figure it all out. So I'm like, okay, let's get back to doing what I love to do. But now a lot of my resources are gone. A lot of my contacts don't really reach out to me like they used to because they see I was done. So I guess the purpose of this whole podcast, this whole episode, is to tell you guys, nobody is responsible for your happiness but you. Nobody. Nobody's responsible for your success or failure but yourself. Sure, there might be circumstances that happen in life that'll be obstacles. But you can't blaming anything is dumb. It's foolish. Let me tell you about a success story. Back when this is almost a decade ago. I say about 8 or 9 years. I was doing the Here First Radio thing. It was starting to pop. And me and my homeboy, he was a rapper named 4Pound. His white rapper had a diss track out on Plies. He was popping. I had my website, palmbeachunderground.com. I was dropping mixtapes. Bootleggers made me famous. Some of you that knew me from back then know this story or know a little bit about this. Well, it was like Memorial Day weekend and me and 4Pound decided to go hit Miami and for Memorial Day weekend and just go hang out, walk around and be dumb. So we're walking around and this rapper came up to me and oh my God, he was excited to see me. And he knew me from the Here at First Radio show and like he was like, "Hey man, I'm a big fan of the show. Like, hey, take a picture with us." So I took a picture with him. I didn't really think about it. And he told me his name. He goes by the name of Best Believe. And Well, me and Bez met. We started having conversations, and I was a fan of his music. I started looking at him. He started to get a little traction on YouTube, and he was talented. Right? He's very talented. And I watched the growth in him. You know, as he grew from a local talent in Orlando. He was, you know, he was on the Orlando college scene real heavy, and his music was a little different. Like, and there was something a lot of people saying at the time he sounded like Ludacris. I think maybe in certain songs you could hear like similarities in their voice, but I don't think he sounded like Ludacris, but he was talented. But I have never seen anybody work so hard as this young artist. This guy's making money now. And it was all in his hustle, in his grind. And I watched his circle evolve and change a little bit. People he was really close with back then, they would make stupid moves, and then you wouldn't see him around him anymore. And he kept investing in himself. He kept saying, he told me, he said, I want to do songs with Kevin Gates, and I want to do songs with such and such. And all these things that he kept speaking about happened. Best believe, he didn't just talk it. He put actions behind his words. So I've been wanting to do this podcast for a couple years, and I kept talking about it and talking about it. I'd get a little equipment here. I'd buy a laptop, buy a microphone, buy a mic stand, buy this. And I don't have the highest quality stuff yet because I'm coming from the ground up again. Like everything I had when I was successful, I wasted those opportunities trying to make other people happy. Well, the reason I'm speaking about Best Believe is he's an example of someone who took his craft, his art, and his talent, and he believed in himself enough to put a lot of action behind that. He put a lot. And then the people around him started to believe more. He had his brother Doug, he believed in him, and they built on that. He kept recording more and more music. Now he has a very, very large music catalog and a lot of success. He has a very solid underground. Some of you guys may not have heard from him, but there are a lot of people that know about Best Believe. You go check him out, Best Believe. And this ain't me trying to co-sign somebody because I, you know, to be honest, I haven't talked with Bez as much as I would like to have in over the last couple years, but I've been wrapped up in my own shit, and so is he. You know, I still consider him a friend. He's always been a friend of the show. When I was doing Here First Radio, anything I ever needed, whether it's a drop, whether anything, Bez delivered the work. So here I am trying to get back to it, trying to get back to the work. So I have an opportunity to collaborate with another entity that was very similar to what I was doing back in the day, and it's called Street Dreams Radio by Mr. Flores. You'll hear more about it soon. He wants to be kind of more in the back scene, but he wants to collaborate, and he has a lot of the resources that I don't, and hopefully I can bring something successful to his table, and we can all eat together. So this collaboration that's happened, I'm speaking it into existence. It's going to happen. You know, stay tuned for the Street Dreams Here at First podcast collaboration. And I'm hoping it's something that we can continue to build on. Here I am 15 minutes into the podcast. I'm like, wow, I just talked my shit for 15 minutes. And I'm surprised at myself. This is going a little better than I expected. And I hope you listeners know that I'm taking this serious. I've been talking about doing a podcast for a minute. But the biggest mistake I was making is I was waiting on other people. I kept waiting. Hey, when can we do this? You know, I don't need anybody. I would like to have people to collaborate with. It makes the job a little easier. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for the success or failure of what I'm trying to build. I want ownership. Well, if you want ownership, you better get on it. that's my advice for today, is if you want to launch something of your own, you want to build something of your own, just do it. Don't wait on other people to help you. Just find a way to make it happen, whether it's by yourself or not. Or just keep talking about it. Don't make it happen. Keep talking about that dream while you work at that Walmart or that restaurant or that job that you're not happy at. Just keep talking. Keep talking about it. It's ironic that my dream is to have a job where I can talk for a living. You know, my passion, where I can talk my shit. You know, I have a lot of things I want to do in life. And I'm old now. I'm not no spring chicken. I'm not like one of these kids. I'm in my 40s and I want success doing what I love to do. I spent a lot of my years of my life in prison. I spent a lot of years of my life wasting time. But all that life experience has been a teacher to me. And so I'm okay with that. I really am. So if you tuned in and you listen, you got this far, this is episode one. I'm definitely not going to have 20-minute podcasts. I definitely want to shoot for more, for longer. But for now, this is what I got. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in. There's going to be a lot more if the audio quality is not up to par right now. It will get better. I promise you. Everything is going to get better. Because I'm not going to keep talking about it. I'm going to put actions behind my words. Some way, somehow, this podcast is going to happen. So, that's all, folks.